Lansing Catholic High School is building a new chapel, and the project is getting an unusual boost from a team of volunteers. Current State Scott Pohl recently paid a visit to the school's pew crew. This sounds like a great hands-on opportunity, Scott.
It sure is. Hi, Mark. You know how volunteering can bring people together, right?
Yeah.
Volunteering is a thing that really draws people together. Sometimes it's to do good, and often there's a social aspect to it. People like to work together to help others, and that's especially true of the pew crew. These folks are building all of the pews that will be installed in Lansing Catholic's new chapel. These pews won't cost the school a dime. We'll have some photos of the project at WKAR.org today. The pew crew gets together most Wednesday evenings in a pole barn at the home of David Flint near Williamston. He's running the project. They start the night's work with a prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, be with us as we labor in your love this evening. Thank you for all the blessings that you have so freely given us. Watch over and protect the Lansing Catholic students, alumni, and friends. Teach us to work with patience and perseverance. Keep us safe in our workplace by placing us in your care and protection. Bless the Flint family and all who labor in your love. Bless our donors and benefactors. For these things we pray. St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Thank you.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
You should have said that prayer before you got hurt, Gene.
Yeah. Okay. For new people, gloves do not go in the garbage cans. What we're going to do tonight is you're just going to throw them in the back end of that trailer there.
Okay.
The reason why is the stain is combustible.
Ah.
Okay, so we're just going to put it there. Natural rain will knock it off for us, and we'll be good. Okay?
My name is David Flint. I'm a dentist in Lansing, and I am basically the coordinator of the pew crew who are building the pews for Lansing Catholic's new chapel.
We are in your pole barn in Williamston.
Yes. We needed a facility large enough to handle it, and I have volunteered my pole barn and my workshop when we were in the cutting phases of the project, and we've been doing all the work out here. We began in late May and have worked all the way through the summer.
Once a week or so?
Yes, once a week. We roll from 7 to 9 at night, and just one night a week on Wednesdays, and it's all volunteer crew. We have members, alumni from Lansing Catholic. We have current parents who have children at Lansing Catholic. The Knights of Columbus from St. Martha's are participating. And we've had a very good response.
What are the numbers involved? How many pews? How much lumber are we talking about? Can you give me some of the basic facts?
Okay. We're building 30 pews that are 13 feet 6 inches long. And the lumber, we started out with 60 sheets of plywood. We had, about 1,500 board feet of solid oak. And, we've gone through 2 gallons of glue, 2,000 biscuits for joining the boards together. We're expecting to go through about 10 gallons of stain. We're talking probably about 15 gallons of polyurethane when it's all said and done. That's about where we're at with supplies. Our supplies have been generously donated by MPC. Mark Piggott, his family, and his brothers and families have graciously donated all the lumber for our project, which is a huge savings. And they've been very, very generous with it. When I've called them needing lumber, they've basically said yes, and we've gone to it and picked the wood up, and we get working on it.
Who designed the pews?
I belong to St. Martha Parish in Okemos, and basically I came up with the idea of a community build of the pews with Tom Maloney, the president of Lansing Catholic High School, and I made two 5-foot pews to show them what we potentially could do. That was also for me to be able to figure out patterns and things like that on how to do it. I made those up, showed them to Tom and Father Gordon Regal at Lansing Catholic and Gene Morgan at Lansing Catholic. They liked what we had, they liked the idea, and basically gave us the go-ahead to go forward. I pretty much stole this design from St. Martha's, and I've gone online and to different pew building companies to get measurements, heights, things like that, and have incorporated into the pews.
Since high schoolers will be sitting in these pews, I have a question for you about comfort. Are they designed to be comfortable, or are they designed to be a little uncomfortable? You know what I'm getting at,
I know
don't
what you're
you?
Getting at. They will not be padded, and they will not have a curvature for your fanny, like many pews do at churches. But they're basically flat boards. They will be comfortable. It's a more straighter back and a straighter seat. I joked with Tom one day, said, you know, maybe we should leave them rough and splinters and to be penance, you know, type thing. But we opted out of that, of course. So, but they are like a standard pew. And the nice thing about doing a flat pew now is down the road, if Lansing Catholic decides that they do want to pad them, they can get pads made up to put in the pews, and it'll be comfortable for them.
I assume you're making kneelers, too?
Yes, we are. We basically stole the design of the kneelers from St. Martha's and have used that in order to come up with the design, and we're incorporating this. We're not reinventing the wheel. We're using what other churches have done for years and years and years.
Based on your own story and what others who have volunteered may have said to you, what is motivating people to come out here on Wednesday nights to work on these pews?
Giving back to the community, giving back to Lansing Catholic for all that they have given us. I have one child still at Lansing Catholic. She's a senior. I've had two children go through there. And volunteering is important with the Catholic schools, and it's a way for us to give back. And what I've heard from other people who have been here, they have really enjoyed it. They like the idea of it being something that down the road they could come and sit in a pew and say, you know, I helped make that. It's I've never heard of it being done, and it's really exciting, you know, from that standpoint to me, the volunteering to make these pews.
Have you had students out here volunteering?
A few here and there. Initially when we were doing the woodworking, we didn't want the students out here because of the tools, the power tools going off. And then what ended up happening was we got into the school year, and the kids are in sports, they're in academics, this type of thing. So their hours aren't really there.
You must be looking forward to your first chance to attend the Mass and sit on one of these pews.
Oh, yes. I am very excited. I am very, very, very excited for it. And I'm anxious for when we're actually putting together, as you can see, everything's kind of pieces right now. And we're moving forward to the day when we do get to put them together, and that's going to be very exciting for us.
Gene Morgan, you're Director of Development at Lansing Catholic. Tell me what it means to the school to have this volunteer project taking care of all of your needs when it comes to pews for the new chapel at the school.
It is very huge. For years, we've talked about the concept of time, talent, and treasure, you know, where we ask of the community to really consider giving of their time, talent, and treasure. And I remember looking back at some articles that even my predecessor, Mary Frank, had written about it, and then seeing the pew crew come to life, see how people so willingly give of their time and their talents. It's really been just awesome and overwhelming.
What can you tell me about the budgeting for the new chapel and what it means to the school financially to not have to pay for the pews?
Pews were quite a shock to me, and of course as a homeowner, I did expect them to cost a lot, but they were even significantly higher than I ever expected. And then also the kneelers is another component that we're building, and again, the cost was just way over the top, more than you would expect, you know, for that. But I realize it's they're custom pieces, very specialty. They're all designed to fit within your space, custom wood and everything, so that explains why they're so expensive, but yet it is a tremendous gift to the school.
Could the school have completed the project of building a new chapel if it weren't for this kind of largesse?
Actually, we would have had to have kind of really slowed down and fundraised more, because our goal is no debt, And so Dave Flint, Dr. Flint, stepping forward, and of course our benefactor of the Pickett brothers, Mark Pickett and his brothers, and the family that owns MPC Cashway Lumber, with the gift of the wood, it has made a tremendous gift to the school, and it has moved us forward faster and just enhanced the project in many ways.
Where are you when it comes to hopefully not having any debt when the time comes to open the chapel?
It will be debt-free at that time. And so, yes, we're definitely, the goal is for it to open in early spring. And, of course, a little bit of that is weather-dependent. So this week they're finishing up the concrete walls of the basement in the foundation area. So it is a very exciting time. They're hoping to get the chapel under roof and secure before the winter weather hits. And so they're on their way to doing so.
So they can work on the interior during the winter.
Exactly, yes. So we're very excited about it, yes.
Are the students getting excited about it?
They are. In fact, today I had a discussion with one of the students, and he was asking about the mortgage of the chapel, which I was like, wow, because really students at this age, high school kids don't have such things as mortgage. And so then it was fun to explain how, through our benefactors and our generous gifts, the chapel is, you know, it will not have a mortgage, and that's very exciting for the school. We have not built any new buildings or additions since 1963, when the building was completed and it opened to the students at that time. This is actually the first. So it's a historical time in our school history, too, and we're very proud of that as a Catholic community.
Other than the date being a little squishy, maybe, because of the weather, are plans for the dedication taking shape?
Oh, yes. We're meeting on that. And it is an exciting time. Bishop Earl Boyer will be on site and actually part of the consecration ceremony leading us in that. So it is a very big event in the Diocese of Lansing as well, and we're very pleased with that, yes.
Jean Morgan is Director of Development at Lansing Catholic High School. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Scott.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.